一个人他最后所说的话通常都是最重要的话。
Typically, the last words that are spoken by a person while he or she is alive is usually the most important words.
在创世纪里面提到一个人，名字叫做约瑟。
In the book of Genesis, they're talked about a person whose name is Joseph.
他死在埃及。
He died in Egypt.
当他临死以前对人说，将来你们要把我的尸首带回我的祖国去。
And right before he died, he told his people that after I die, you shall take my bones with you wherever you go back to our homeland.
当他死了以后，经过了300多年，以色列人出埃及的时候，他们还是记得这句话，所以他们把约瑟的骸骨带出去。
Now, 300 years after he died, his people, the Israelites, remembered what Joseph said, and as they fled from Egypt, they took his bones with them.
为什么他们这么注意这一句话，300多年都没有忘记？因为这是约瑟最后讲的话，是最重要的话。
Now, why is it that after 300 years, they still pay such a high attention to it and did not forget? It was because those words were Joseph's last words.
请大家看圣经的第二卷，就是出埃及记第十二章。
Please turn to the second book of the Bible, the book of Exodus.
出埃及记第十二章第29节。
Exodus chapter 12, verse 29.
到了半夜，耶和华把埃及的所有的长子，就是从坐宝座的法老，直到被掳囚在监里之人的长子，以及一切投生的牲畜，尽都杀了。
Verse 29. Now it came about at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle.
若是诸位读过出埃及记，或者看过那个电影片子《十诫》（Ten Commandments）。
If any of you have read through the book of Exodus or have seen the movie, The Ten Commandments,
你们就知道以色列人在埃及做奴隶，受埃及人那种压迫的情形。
Then you will know that at this time, the Israelites were slaves to Egypt, to the Egyptians, and they were constantly oppressed by the Egyptians.
以色列人在很痛苦的时候祷告神，神就要把他们从那个受苦的地方救出来。
And in their hardship and difficulties, they prayed and they cried out to God, and God decided to deliver them from Egypt.
可是埃及有一个很厉害的国王，名叫法老。
But there was a very, very fierce Pharaoh in Egypt who is the king.
他就是不肯让以色列人走。
He refused to let the Israelites go.
他说我从什么地方可以找到几十万、几百万免费的劳工替我做事呢？
He said, now where else can I find thousands and millions of free labor slaves?
神开始管教他，鞭打他。
So God started to rebuke the Pharaoh.
当鞭子打在他身上痛的时候，他就要悔改。
And as Pharaoh began to suffer and feel hurt, he slowly repented.
过了不久，他的心又刚硬了。
And then shortly after that, his heart would harden again.
所以一个灾难一个灾难过去。
So after one disaster after another.
刚才我们所念的这一节圣经就是讲到第十个灾难。
Now, what we just read today was the 10th disaster that befell Egypt.
圣经上讲到神不轻易发怒。
The Bible says that God is slow to anger.
可是我告诉大家，圣经里所讲到的神不是不会发怒。
But I'd like to tell you, brothers and sisters, that the God that the Bible talks about does anger.
他不轻易发怒。
He is slow to anger.
可是若是他发怒啊，没有一个人能够站得住。
But when he does become angry, there's no one that can withstand it.
当这个第十个灾难发生以后，埃及的王啊，实在是受不了，他说：“赶快走，你们这些人，赶快走。”
After this 10th disaster, the Pharaoh finally just could not stand any longer. He said, "Go, go, leave this land."
请大家看33节。
Please look at verse 33.
埃及人催促百姓，打发他们快快出离那地，因为埃及人说我们都要死了。
And the Egyptians urged the people to send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we shall all be dead.
这里告诉我们埃及人催他们快点走啊。
Here it says the Egyptians urged them to leave in haste.
我们再看三十七节。
Verse 37。
以色列人从兰塞起行，往苏格去，除了妇人孩子，步行的男人，对不起，约有600,000。
Now the sons of Israel journeyed from Rameses to Sukkoth, about 600,000 men on foot, aside from children.
大家可以想象当时的情形。
Now you can probably envision what was going on.
不是都是壮丁啊，不是军队行军啊。
Now these weren't all strong soldiers or strong men.
步行的男人有六十万，再想想看，他们每个人有一个太太，那么又是六十万。还有老母亲，还有小孩子，可能有200,000-300,000人，老的老，小的小。
Now you just imagine, men alone, there were 600,000. Now each one probably had a wife. They might have mothers, fathers, sons, both old and young. They were all on foot.
而且他们还带着牛羊啊，所有一切的用具都带着走。
More than that, they probably had their cattle, their livestock, and some of their life possessions with them.
他们开始走的时候，请问是不是白天太阳照得很亮呢？
Now when they left, was it daylight when the sun was shining?
请看四十二节。
Please look at verse 42.
这夜是耶和华的夜，因耶和华领他们出了埃及地。
Verse 42 says, "It is a night to be observed for the Lord for having brought them out from the land of Egypt."
那个时候实在情况非常的紧急。
It was a very, very urgent moment.
法老王下命令，你们赶快走，不能够等到明天，马上就走。
Pharaoh had given the edict that you all shall leave the land tonight, right now, not tomorrow, but right now.
老人孩子都躺在床上的时候，立刻叫他们起来，马上就走。
Most likely, the man, older man, young children were still in bed, and they were awoken to leave the land.
就在这么紧张的情形之下。
And it was under this tense, very, very tense situation.
他们还是没有忘记。约瑟在300多年以前所讲的话。
They still did not forget the last words that Joseph spoke over 300 years.
十三章十九节。
Chapter 13, verse 19.
十三章十九节。
Chapter 13, verse 19.
摩西把约瑟的骸骨一同带去，因为约瑟曾叫以色列人严严的起誓说，对他们说。神必眷顾你们，你们要把我的骸骨从这里一同带上去。
And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had made the sons of Israel solemnly swear, saying, God shall surely take care of you, and you shall carry my bones from here with you.
今天我开始讲到的第一件事情，让大家记得圣经里这样的一个故事。
This is the first story I want to tell you from the Bible this morning.
一个人最后讲的话，这是最要紧的话。
The last words of a man is the most important words.
那么我现在要和大家一同思想，我们的救主耶稣基督，当他离开这个世界以前，他最后讲的是什么话？
Now I'd like you to meditate on our Lord Savior and what were his last words as he was about to leave our earth.
在新约圣经四福音的末了和使徒行传的开头都记载了耶稣最后所说的话。
In all the four Gospels in the New Testament, as well as the beginning of the book of Acts, they all record the last words of our Lord Jesus.
他讲了什么话？
What did he say?
他告诉他的门徒说，你们要到全世界去传福音，领人归向耶稣。
He said that you shall, to his disciples, that they shall go into all the nations and make disciples of all men.
我们知道这个礼拜四开始就要举行这个差传的年会。
This coming Thursday will be the first night of our missions conference.
什么叫差传年会？
What is the missions conference?
差传年会最重要的事情就是提醒我们弟兄姐妹记得耶稣最后讲的话。
The most important things of the missions conference is to alert and to remind each one of us the last words of Jesus.
没有一个基督徒能够做一个自私的基督徒。
There is no Christian that can be an individual and a lone Christian.
没有一个教会能够做一个自私的教会。
There is no church that can be a lone church.
主耶稣说，施比受更为有福。
Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive.
差传年会就是提醒我们想到教会以外的那些人，我们应当去带他们来信耶稣。
Missions conference is to remind us that there are people outside our church that we need to reach out to bring to Christ.
这一次拆船年会的讲员是周竹培牧师。
The speaker of our conference this year is Reverend Moses Chow.
我们从 Pennsylvania 请他几千里飞过来。
We have invited him to travel many miles from Pennsylvania.
他讲完道以后，下一个礼拜一就要离开这里到远东去。据我所知道的，他要到印尼那个落后的、受苦的地方去做一个宣教士。
After he shares with us this weekend, on the following Monday, he will be leaving for the Far East. As far as I know, he'll be going to Indonesia to spread the gospel.
假如今天让你离开 Southern California 到印尼去，不晓得你愿意不愿意。
If somehow, some way you had to leave Southern California today to go to Indonesia, I don't know if you would really like that.
感谢神，我们这一次拆船年会，在神的安排之下，有一位愿意做宣教士的讲员，他亲自来讲。
I really thank God that in our missionary conference this year that we were able to invite a servant who is sincerely dedicated to the Lord's work.
我今天盼望神使用我这个微小的人做一个开路的先锋。
I really hope that God would use me today to prepare the road for him.
愿神借着我们今天所想的话，让我们心预备好了，来迎接这个拆船年会。
That he may use the words I will speak this morning to prepare each one of our hearts for the missions conference this coming week.
我希望没有一个人说我礼拜四晚上有人请我吃饭，或者我要请吃饭，请别人吃饭不能来。
I really hope that none of you would give the excuse that, well, I have to go to somebody else's house for dinner, or I'm having some people for dinner Thursday night, so I cannot come to the conference.
我们在世界日报那个中文的报纸上已经登了这个消息。
We have already put an announcement in the Chinese newspaper.
我很高兴我们中间有一位青年的弟兄啊，我鼓励他，他就写信到这个英文的报纸 Daily Breeze。昨天在这个报纸上我也看见我们拆船年会的消息印出来，感谢神。
And also one of our brothers among us have written an announcement to the Daily Breeze, the South Bay newspaper, and they also have put in the news of our conference.
现在很多人都知道这个消息都要来，我们本堂的人不能不来。
Now many people will have seen this ad, and many people will be coming, so our own congregation should not be missing.
我今天要跟大家讲约翰福音第二十章。
I'd like to share with you from the Gospel of John, chapter 20.
约翰福音第二十章第十九节。
Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 19.
约翰第二十章十九节。
John 20, verse 19.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”
When therefore it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were for the fear of Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples therefore rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus therefore said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you."
今天兄弟的讲题印在周报上，照样差你，就是根据这一节圣经。
The message this morning was printed in the bulletin, "So send I you."
耶稣复活的当天晚上，向他的门徒显现。
Jesus revealed himself to his disciples on the first night of his resurrection.
那个时候门徒很怕。
The disciples were all very afraid.
他们怕的理由很简单，因为他们曾经看过耶稣行了很多大能的神迹，还是被人家抓去了，杀了，死了，他们怎么能够不怕？
There was a very simple reason for their fear. They've spent a lot of time with Jesus, seeing Jesus do all these miracles, and all of a sudden Jesus was arrested, he was crucified, and he was buried. How can they not be afraid?
他们那天晚上把门都关上了，躲在房子里。
That night they shut all the doors and they huddled together in a room.
耶稣突然的，出其意料的，来到他们中间，向他们显现。
And suddenly Jesus appeared to them.
耶稣两次说,
twice Jesus said, Peace be with you.
他们看见主,
and when the disciples saw the Lord, they rejoiced.
平安喜乐,
they were peaceful and joyful.
他们所得来的平安喜乐是耶稣付了很大的代价的。
The peace and the joy that they received costed Jesus.
这就是为什么第二十节里面讲到，耶稣说了愿你们平安这话以后，就把他的手和他的肋旁指给他们看。This
is pointed out in verse 20. When Jesus said, Peace be with you, he showed them the price that he had to pay for that peace, and that was his hand and his side that were nailed.
他的手，他的肋都受伤了。There
are wounds in his hands and his side.
因他受的刑罚, 我们就得到了平安。
It was because he was wounded that we were able to have peace.
一个人没有平安, 最基本的原因就是有罪啊。
The most basic reason that a person does not have peace is sin.
圣经上一再地说啊, 那个恶人啊, 得不着平安。
The Bible often says that there is no peace in a sinful, non-righteous man.
感谢主, 我们信了耶稣, 我们得到了赦罪的平安, 这是最基本的, 最宝贵的平安。
We really thank God that once we have received Jesus, we have received the peace that comes from our forgiveness.
耶稣不单单是给我们平安喜乐, 过一个舒服的生活就算了。
But Jesus didn't just give us the peace and the joy to live a very happy life.
耶稣给人一个很重要的使命。
He also gave us a very, very severe command.
21节, 耶稣说, 愿你们平安, 接下去, 他立刻讲, 父怎样差遣了我,
Verse 21, Jesus says, Peace be with you. And then he continued and said, As the Father has sent me, I also send you. Here it talks about sending. What did Jesus send his disciples to do? He sent his disciples to be among men to spread the gospel.
那天晚上为什么门徒把门都关上了？他们怕人。
Now why did the disciples all shut the doors and huddle together that night? Because they were afraid of men.
耶稣已经被人抓去了，我们再去啊，那就是自投罗网了。Now
Jesus had already been arrested and captured by these men. Now if we were to go out and talk to these men, it's like committing suicide.
耶稣并没有跟他说愿你们平安，我告诉你们哪个地方有一个最安全的地方，去躲到那儿去。Now
Jesus didn't say peace be with you. Now let me tell you where the best place to hide is.
耶稣说愿你们平安，你们要去传福音。Jesus
said, Peace be with you, now go and spread the gospel.
神交给我们一个使命，假如我们顺服神去完成神的使命，人不能够奈何我们。Now
God has given us a command, and if we were to obey this command, no man can touch or harm us.
圣经上好几次讲到有人要害耶稣。The
Bible records many times when man tried to trap Jesus.
可是当耶稣的工作还没有做完以前, 人怎么想害他, 也不能够害得了他。
But before Jesus' time was up, it didn't matter how man plotted, they were not able to touch him.
我们每一个基督徒也是这样, 神给你的工作还没有做完, 你不会离开这个世界。
Now this is the same way for each one of us Christians. Before we have completed the task that God has given to us, we will not leave this world.
耶稣告诉他的门徒你们要勇敢。
Jesus said to his disciples, Be courageous.
父怎样差遣了我, 我也照样差遣你们。
Yes, the Father has sent me, likewise I also send you.
这个差遣有一个使命感在里面。
Now this sending connotates a command or a commission.
耶稣他是被父神差遣到世界上来。
Jesus was sent to the earth by his Father.
圣经上讲到神差遣耶稣降生到世界上来。
The Bible records that God has sent his Son to come into this world.
圣经上讲到神差遣耶稣到世界上来过一个人的生活。
The Bible says God has sent his Son to be among us, to walk as human do.
圣经上说神差遣耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上。
The Bible said God sent his Son so that he can die for our sins on the cross.
耶稣基督的一生33年, 从他生在马棚里, 一直到他死在十字架上, 他是接受神的差遣。
Now, for the entire life of Jesus, from the day he was born in the manger and the next 33 days, he was fulfilling God's command.
耶稣身上所发生的每一件事情没有意外, 都是神许可领导的。
Nothing happened in Jesus' life was accidental or coincidental. Everything was planned.
在约翰福音里面，耶稣和门徒谈话的时候，好多次他这样说。
Now in the Gospel of John, when Jesus talked to his disciples, he often said this.
他提到神的时候，他说那个差遣我的那一位。
Oftentimes when he mentions or talks about God, he says, the one who sent me.
Right. 他很多次提到他自己的时候，他就说神所差遣的那一位。
And many times when he refers to himself, he says, the one who God sent.
在希伯来书里面你可以看见有两个地方讲到耶稣被神差遣到世界上来这件事情。
In the book of Hebrews, you will see twice where it records how Jesus was sent to earth by God.
希伯来第十章两次讲到我来了，神啊，我来了，我要照你的旨意行。
In Hebrews 10, it says, I come by your will.
他遵照神的旨意，接受神的差遣，顺服顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He was obedient to God, he followed God's will, and he was obedient even to the point of death, and that is death on the cross.
耶稣在世界上最后讲的一句话，就是他在十字架上快要断气以前所讲的一句话是什么呢？成了。It is finished.
What were the last words that Jesus spoke while he was hanging on the cross? He said, it is finished.
什么叫做 it is finished?
What did he mean, it is finished?
他说成了就是神给他的任务，他都完成了。
When he said it is finished, he meant the task that he was sent here to do was finished.
他最后是胜利了。
He was victorious in the end.
人看他是很可怜的，死在那儿，可是他是成功了。
When man looked at him, they felt it was a very pitiful sight in the sight of man, but he was victorious because he had completed his task.
他是为救我们，他死了。
He died to save us.
圣经上讲到好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
The Bible talks about a good shepherd and how he lays down his life for his sheep.
当耶稣从死里复活以后，就在那天晚上，他对他的那些心爱的门徒说：“父怎么样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”
The first night after he resurrected from the dead, he said to his disciples.As the Father has sent me, so I also send you.
我盼望大家今天早上集中我们的思想来想到这件事情。
I really hope that all of us will meditate and concentrate very hard on this subject.
神差遣耶稣来世界上做什么？耶稣差遣我们来世界上做什么？
What has God sent Jesus to do in this world, and what has Jesus sent us to do in this world?
耶稣接受神的差遣到世界上来是要完成这个完成这个救人的这个工作。
Now Jesus received or accepted God's sending for the purpose of completing the plan of salvation.
那耶稣差遣我们到世界上来做什么？
Now what did Jesus send us out to do?
神差遣我们是让我们能够出去传福音，让很多的人能够接受耶稣已经完成的救恩，就是传福音。
What Jesus sent us out to do is so that we can go into the world, spread the message, so that people will be able to receive the plan of salvation that Jesus has completed.
今天有一个最重要的问题，每一个人要问自己。
There's a very, very important and critical issue that each one of us should ask ourselves.
人为什么活着？
What is man alive for?
年轻人，人为什么活着？
Young people, why is man alive?
活着就是要念中学、大学啊。
Do we live just so we can go through high school and go to college?
然后要 make friend, 要结婚啊，要成家立业啊。
Then we make friends, we get married, we establish a family and get ourselves a career.
那将来怎么样呢？
Then what?
人为什么活着？
What's the meaning of life? Why are we here?
我们在座大多数的人是基督徒，我们不单是问人为什么活着，我们要问神为什么让基督徒活着。
Now, all of us Christians there, not only should we ask, why is man alive? We should ask, why has God allowed Christians to live?
神希望我们活着的时候能够带领多几个人不至灭亡，反得永生。
God has allowed us to live so that we could share with other people that they may not perish, but have everlasting life.
你自从信耶稣以后，有没有带领一个人信耶稣？
Have you ever led another person to Christ ever since you became a Christian yourself?
有一首诗歌说，难道我要空着手去见主吗？
There is a hymn that says, shall I go to thee empty-handed?
好多老基督徒说神有很多的恩典在他身上。
Many, many Christians say, God has given me many, many blessings.
我想请你回想一下，你上一次为耶稣做见证到现在有多久了？
I'd like you to reflect upon this. How long has it been since you last witnessed for Christ?
我们这个嘴什么话都讲，就是不跟人家讲耶稣。
Our tongues speak anything, any words, but the only words it will not speak is about Jesus.
主耶稣说，假如一个树不结果子，把它砍掉。
Jesus said, if a tree does not bear fruits, it shall be chopped down.
基督徒为什么活着？
Why are Christians alive?
不要做一个空占地图的人。
Don't be an empty, fruitless person.
我们今天看圣经讲到耶稣的差遣，我们出去传福音，我们是顺服神的命令。
As we read the words of Jesus and we go out and spread the gospel, we are only obeying Jesus' command.
保罗说，假如我不传福音，我就有祸了。
Paul said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel.
一个人传福音有很多方法。
There are many ways to spread the gospel.
有些人说，布道会我是不会的。
Many people say, well, I can't really conduct evangelistic meeting.
我也不会像那个姊妹，她能够写一本书为主做见证。
I'm not able to write a memoir and share Christ that way.
可是你会不会打电话？
But can you call on the phone?
你见了人会不会讲几句话？
When you meet somebody, are you able to talk?
我不是希望我们都勉励自己要做一个讲道的人啊。
I'm not encouraging each one of us to become a preacher or evangelist.
可是至少你可以告诉别人，耶稣是真的。
But the least you can do is to tell others that Jesus is real.
你可以把你所接受的神给你的恩典告诉别人。
You can share the blessings that God has given to you with others.
一些做寡妇的，你好辛苦把你的儿女抚养长大，你可以告诉别人神怎么样在你最困难的时候帮助了你。
Now many widows have reared up their children in hardship and difficulty with the Lord's help. Now you could share that story with others.
有些青年人你有失恋的经验，你可以告诉别人，不要怕，在你最忧伤的时候神怎么样的安慰了你。
Now many young people have suffered emotional hardships. You could share how God has helped you through your emotional crises with others.
大家都盼望来到美国这个安全的地方，你可以告诉别人怎么神怎么帮助你来到这里。
Now I know many people wish to come to the United States. You could share with others the story and the witness of how you were able to come out.
告诉别人。
Tell others.
你的嘴有没有向别人讲过耶稣？
Have your tongues ever spoke words of Jesus, about Jesus to others?
哎呀，有人说啊，我要多练习练习，我才能够讲啊。万一讲错了怎么办呢？
Many people say, "Oh, I really need to practice. I really need to practice some more. What happens if I say something wrong?"
这些人讲的话好像有理啊，其实没理。
It may seem reasonable, but there is really it's not very logical.
因为若是一个人讲这个话，我怕我讲的不太好，讲错了，所以我不敢讲。我练习练习，我就要问他，你有没有练习？
Now, if somebody tells me, no, I'm really afraid to share the gospel because I need to practice, and I'm not very good, I would ask them, have you practiced?
哎呀，中国的人呢，有一句话，我不晓得这个 N 能不能够把这个意思翻译出来啊。
There's a Chinese proverb.
这个我讲的还要押韵的，它很难翻译。这句话是这样讲，我想我讲前两句，第三句你们都会讲了。这句话是这样讲，多做多错。少做少错，然后呢？这不做不错。
There's a proverb that says, "The more you do, the more mistakes you commit. The less you do, the less wrong you commit. But if you don't do anything, you'll never make a mistake."
哎，大家都不要做，就不会错了。
So if you ever want to make a mistake, don't do a thing.
这是一个很大的观念上的错误。
This is a very large or very great misconception.
基督徒，我们要传福音。
Christians, we need to spread the gospel.
有些人你讲错了，可是至少让别人听见你是个信耶稣的人，这就够了。
But you may not have said the wrong words on occasions, but as long as people know and hear that you are a Christian, that you believe in Christ, that is enough.
有一个人啊，他信了耶稣，他心里很火热，他要向人传福音。
There was a certain person who, after accepting Christ, was really on fire inside, and he wanted to share with others.
他是个理发的人。He's a barber.
He was a barber.
那么每一次有人要到他的店里来理发，他把那个白布弄上了，他开始理的时候，他就开始传福音。
And every time a person walks into his shop, a man walks into his shop, he puts the bib around him and he begins to spread the gospel, to share the gospel.
他就跟他讲，你知不知道有一个神呢？
He would say, "Do you know that there is a God?"
你知不知道人还有灵魂呢？
Do you know that man has a soul and a spirit?
你知不知道耶稣死在十字架上就是要救我们呢？
Do you know that Jesus died on the cross to save us?
你知不知道人死了以后不是去这个地方就是去那个地方啊？
Do you know that after a man died, he either goes here or he goes there?
那个人问他到底去哪个地方呢？
And the man would say, where?
他说不是去天堂就是去地狱啊。
And he said, you either go to heaven or you go to hell.
头发他已经理好了。
And by this time, he's already cut his hair.
已经都洗好了。
He's shampooed it.
他开始要刮胡子了。
And he begins to shave him.
他把那个白的东西给他撸到脸上。
And he begins to leather him up, leather him up.
他拿了一把这个刮胡刀啊，很长的在那儿刮了。
And he takes this very, very sharp razor.
他就跟他一面刮，哎，你到底是要上天堂还是要下地狱啊？
So he takes this razor, and as he begins to shave him, he says, hey, do you want to go to heaven or you want to go to hell?
那个人呢、啊、赶快就跳起来就跑掉了。
And he would jump up and start running out of the door.
这个理发师还不晓得出了什么事情。
So the barber couldn't figure out what was going on.
这个基督徒啊，他不太，他穿福音不太聪明啊。
I think this Christian was not very wise in the method he chose to share the gospel.
可是他有热忱啊。
But he had a very, very on fire heart.
他真的爱人的灵魂啊。
He really, really loved that man's soul.
我们不要笑这个基督徒啊。
I don't think we should really laugh at him.
这个基督徒比真牧师好得多啊。
This person, this Christian is much better than Pastor Chang.
我真是盼望神给我们这个爱灵魂的心。
I really hope that God would give us a heart for the lost souls.
今天我们在南加州所看见的黄面孔越来越多。
As we stand here in Southern California, we see more and more Asians.
我们不要怕讲错，要讲。
Don't be afraid that you will say wrong. Just say.
多做多错，少做少错，不做不错，这是最大的错。
The more I do, the more mistakes I make. The less I do, the less mistakes I make. So if I don't want to make a mistake, I won't do a thing. And this is the biggest mistake.
那么有人问了郑牧师，那你说什么是对呢？
Now you may ask me, Pastor Chang, what is right then?
多做少错，少做多错。不做大错。
The more you do, the less you make a mistake. The less you do, the more of a mistake. And the biggest mistake is not to do at all.
我有我的理由啊。
This is my reason.
为什么我说多做少错呢？
Why do I say that the more you do, the less mistakes you'll make?
你第一次做，你一定会错的。
The first time you do, I'm sure you'll make a mistake.
可是你虽然错了，得到经验了。
But even though you're wrong, you will learn from your experience.
一个人常常向人家讲啊，他的错就越来越少啊。
As you begin to do and practice more, you'll commit mistakes less and
less. 多做少错。
The more you do, the less you'll be wrong.
你少做一定多错。
Now, if you only do very little, I'm sure you'll be committing a lot of mistakes.
盼望弟兄姐妹，我们的嘴巴张开来。
I really hope that each one of us will open our mouths.
想到耶稣他所说的话。
And remember the words that Jesus spoke.
以色列人不能够忘记。约瑟所说的话，我们基督徒不能够忘记耶稣所说的话。
Just as the Israelites did not forget the words of Joseph, we Christians cannot forget the words of our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣说：“神怎么样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”
As Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me, I also sent you."
请大家看《约翰福音》第十二章第二十节。
Please turn with me to the book of John, chapter 12, verse 20.
约翰福音第十二章二十节。
John, chapter 12, verse 20.
那时上来过节礼拜的人中，有几个希利尼人，他们来见加利利伯赛大的腓力，求他说：“先生，我们愿意见耶稣。”请大家注意这个请求：“先生，我们愿意见耶稣。”腓力去告诉安德烈，安德烈同腓力去告诉耶稣。
John chapter 12 verse 20.Now there were certain Greeks among those who were going up to worship at the feast. These therefore came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and began to ask him, saying, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Notice this particular request. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip came and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip came and they told Jesus.
今天 我们的讲题是我们在哪里可以找到耶稣。
The topic for this morning's message is Where can we find Jesus?
当年耶稣在世的时候，有很多人他们都愿意去见耶稣。
When Jesus was still living physically in this world, many people had the desire to go see Jesus in person.
今天世界上也有很多的人，他们也是愿意见耶稣。
Very similar. Today, many people still have that same desire of wanting to see Jesus.
当年有人跟耶稣的门徒腓力说我们愿意见耶稣的时候，腓力就和另外一个门徒安德烈把他们带到耶稣那儿去了。
Back in those days, there were people who asked Philip, if they could see Jesus. So Philip, along with another disciple, Andrew, brought these people to meet with Jesus.
今天若是有人愿意见耶稣，我们把他带到哪里去看耶稣呢？
Now today, if someone comes up to you and say they would like to see Jesus, where do you take that person?
耶稣在哪里呢？
Where is Jesus?
你可以告诉一个人耶稣的地址、耶稣的电话号码，让他去找耶稣吗？
Can you give him Jesus' address and phone number so that he can go meet Jesus?
在伦敦有一个礼拜堂。
In London, there's a particular church.
听说在他们的讲台上有一个小的牌子。
I heard that on their podium, in the front, there's a small plaque.
在那个小牌子上就写了圣经的这一句话：“先生，我们愿意见耶稣。”
On that little plaque are carved these very words: "Sir, we wish to see Jesus."
那是那个礼拜堂的牧师放在那里提醒自己的。
That little plaque was, belonged to the pastor of the church, and he used that little.Plaque there to remind himself.
我们在讲台上主要要介绍的是耶稣基督。
That the main point for the speaker up in the podium to convey to the congregation is that we want to see Jesus.
一个人到礼拜堂里来最重要的目的就是他愿意见耶稣。
The number one purpose for all of you to come into the church is to meet with Jesus.
很可惜，有很多的时候，人在礼拜堂里面。没有看见耶稣。
It's very sad. Very often, people go into churches and they never had a chance to meet with Jesus.
当耶稣在世的时候，有一个人叫做撒该，他很想看耶稣。一个税吏长叫做撒该。
Back in Jesus' day, there was a particular tax collector. He was very short, and when Jesus was passing by, he wanted to see Jesus, but the crowd blocked his view.
对了，他已经替我解释很清楚，啊。那个名叫撒该的税吏长，他听说耶稣要经过那个地方，他很想看耶稣，可是他太矮了，人挤在那里那么多，他看不见耶稣。
The crowd blocked his view, and he was shorter than most of them, so he couldn't see Jesus as he was coming.
大家注意，人太多了，把耶稣挡住了，这对我们有一个很重要的教训和提醒。
There's a very important lesson there. When there's too many people,Very often, people have the tendency to block the view of Jesus for you.
作为一个牧师，常常站在讲台上，我心里常常做一个祷告：神啊，不要让我把耶稣挡住。
As a pastor, I speak very often in front of you. And my prayer, one prayer that I often pray is that, Lord, I will not obstruct your view from the congregation.
你们知道我不是一个有口才的人。
You know that I'm not a very eloquent person.
能够不讲话的时候，我希望我最好不讲。能够讲十句啊，我希望我只讲三句。我不是一个会讲话的。
Whenever I don't need to speak, I don't. And if there's 10 words that needs to be conveyed, sometimes if it can be done in 3 words, I do it with 3.
我不晓得神为什么在那么多人中间拣选了我这样一个人。
And I really have no idea why God selected me among all the possible candidates.
我觉得站在讲台上一个最危险的事情就是我把耶稣挡住了，别人只看见人，没有看见耶稣。
I feel the greatest danger for me is that as I stand before you to speak, that I will block your view of Jesus. And too often we only see men, but we don't see Jesus.
所以盼望诸位为牧师祷告，为站在讲台上的人祷告，让我们不要把耶稣挡住了。我们真是盼望，我们不见一人。
I encourage you to pray for me, to pray for all the people who stand before you, speaking to you, so that they will not block your view of Jesus, so that you will not see men, but you will see Jesus himself.
我们在什么地方可以看见耶稣?
Now, where can we find Jesus?
上一次我曾经跟大家讲到复活以后的耶稣基督。
Last time I talked to you about Jesus' appearances after his resurrection.
圣经里面有十二个地方提到耶稣复活以后向门徒显现。
At least in 12 different places, the Bible records the appearances of Jesus after his resurrection to his followers.
当耶稣复活的当天就有五次显现。
The very same day that he was resurrected, he revealed himself 5 times to his followers.
在耶稣复活的当天，彼得、玛利亚和两个走在以马忤斯路上的门徒，在一天中间两次看见复活的耶稣基督。
On that very first day, Mary Magdalene, Peter, and also the two disciples walking on the highway, all those people had the chance to see Jesus twice.
耶稣复活以后在不同的地点向人显现。
After he's resurrected, he appeared to different people at different places.
他在花园里向玛利亚显现。
Here he revealed himself to Mary in the garden.
他在屋子里向门徒们显现。
He appeared to all his followers inside the house.
他在路上向两个以马忤斯的门徒显现，向保罗显现。
He appeared on the road to Emmaus to 2 of his disciples, on the road to Damascus to Apostle Paul.
他在海边向七个去打鱼的门徒显现。
He revealed himself to 7 of his followers on the shore of Mediterranean.
他也在山上，他也在海岛上向不同的人显现。
He revealed himself to different people on the mountains and along the seashore.
耶稣在一天的时间当中，什么时间向人显现
？What time during the day did he reveal himself to his followers？
玛利亚在坟墓里看见耶稣显现的时候，圣经上说那个时候是天刚亮。
The Bible said,
很早的时候
before daybreak, Mary went to the tomb of Jesus, and that was the time of the day Mary Magdalene saw Jesus.
门徒去打鱼打了一夜，后来耶稣向他们显现，圣经上说是清早。
And the disciples who were fishing, Jesus revealed himself to them before daybreak.
保罗像看见耶稣基督显现的时候是正好中午的时候。
And Apostle Paul saw Jesus on the road to Damascus at midday.
两个走在以马忤斯路上的门徒看见耶稣显现是在下午，他们好长一段时间和耶稣在一块儿，后来和耶稣一同吃晚饭。
And what, it was in the afternoon that the two disciples on the road to Emmaus met Jesus. In fact, they walked along for a long time and they even shared supper together at the end. And very many times Jesus revealed himself to his followers in the evenings.
大家看出来没有?
Are you beginning to see the point?
耶稣在不同的地点，在一天当中不同的时间他随时都可能显现。
At various places, during different times during the day, Jesus revealed himself to his followers.
我上一次也跟大家提到，耶稣向门徒显现，看见耶稣显现的人有几个，在什么不同的人数的情形之下，耶稣显现。
Last time I also shared with you how many people and who those people are who saw Jesus at various of these times.
有五个人，他们是单独的。看见耶稣显现。
There are 5 different people who saw Jesus alone.
玛利亚、彼得、雅各、保罗、约翰。
These are Mary Magdalene, Peter, Paul, James, and John.
也有些时候耶稣向两个人显现。
Sometimes Jesus revealed himself to 2 people at the same time.
走在以马忤斯路上的是两个门徒，耶稣同时向他们显现。
For example, the 2 disciples who were walking on the way to Emmaus.
当复活的那天早晨，圣经上讲的有几个妇女到坟墓那里去，耶稣向他们显现。我不太清楚到底是几个妇女，可能是两个，也可能是三个。
Also, on the same morning that Jesus resurrected, there were several women who went to the tomb, and Jesus also revealed himself to them.It's not very clear how many there were. All we know is that there's definitely at least 2.
在那个海边上那天早晨显现，我刚才已经提到是七个人看见了。
And the early morning, that one morning when Jesus revealed himself to his disciples, when they were fishing, there were 7 of them.
当耶稣向他的门徒们显现的时候，有些时候是十个人一起看见，有些时候是11个人一起看见。
And when Jesus reveals himself to all his disciples, sometimes there were 10 there, sometimes 11.
圣经里面记载，耶稣复活以后，有一次，有500个人同时都看见。
The Bible also records that one time after Jesus resurrected, he revealed himself to more than 500 at one time.
有些人批评关于耶稣复活的这件事情，说是不可相信的。
Some people are very critical of the validity of Jesus' resurrection.
Oh, 耶稣复活以后向妇女显现，哎呀，那些妇女们呢都是神经质的人呢，他们都是头昏了，他们以为是耶稣显现。
They say, oh, Jesus resurrected and he revealed himself to a bunch of women, or those women must be crazy or something. You can't trust them.
可是圣经里面讲到，耶稣让好几个大男人同时都看见。
But the Bible records very clearly that several times Jesus revealed himself to several mature men.
这个地方提到有五百个人都看见了。
And there's one place which says that he revealed himself to more than 500 at one time.
那么多人都看见了，不可能是心理的作用。
All of those hundreds of people saw Jesus at the same time. Couldn't possibly be their own imagination.
显现的次数这么多，看见的人这么多，证明耶稣的复活是千真万确的事情。
The number of people who saw Jesus were many, and the number of times he revealed himself were many also. These were very strong evidence.For his resurrection.
看见复活的耶稣显现的人，看见次数最多的，假如我推测的不错，一个是彼得，一个是约翰，他们都可能看见六次。
Now, according to my own calculation, the two people who saw Jesus the most number of times, is probably Peter and John. They saw Jesus at least five or six times.
Six times.
其
他耶稣的门徒，按照我的计算。至少也看见四次。
And his other disciples saw him at least three times.
为什么这些人信心这么坚强呢？因为他们看见了又看见，他们不能怀疑。
Why is it that these people became the Christians who were the most mature and the most strong? I believe it's because they saw Jesus. They saw Jesus many times.
本来当耶稣被人家抓去钉十字架死了以后，那些门徒都很害怕的。后来他们很勇敢，因为他们真的看见了耶稣的复活。
Right after Jesus was arrested and he was crucified, all of his followers were very afraid and they all ran away. But something happened a few days later after he resurrected. These people changed.
当他们看见耶稣以后，不但是他们的信心坚定了，他们服侍主的那个心智也坚定了。
After they saw Jesus, not only their faith was stronger, but also their conviction for service was also strengthened.
当耶稣在世的时候，呼召他的门徒做传道的工作。后来耶稣受难了，他们看不见耶稣了，他们又去打鱼去了。
Remember, Jesus called his disciples to follow him, and they did follow him until when he was crucified, and they all scattered, went back to fishing.
后来为什么他们又都重新的传道，而且一直到死呢？因为他们看见了耶稣复活显现。
And then what happened to them?Afterwards, they all turned back to Jesus. In fact, many of them died of martyr's death. What happened? Because they saw Jesus after he resurrected.
为什么圣经里面这么多的地方讲到耶稣基督复活，讲到他的显现，给我们有什么教训？
Why is it that the Bible spends so much time describing Jesus' appearances after his resurrection?
有一个很重要的话，请大家注意，这位复活的耶稣基督，他再也不受时间和空间的限制。
There's a very important point here, and that is the Jesus that we believed in is no longer limited by time or space.
当年耶稣在肉身的时候，在世上的时候，他在加利利，他就不能在耶路撒冷。
When Jesus was walking on this earth physically, when he was in Galilee, he couldn't possibly be in Jerusalem.
当年耶稣与门徒同在，是身体的同在。可是他今天跟我们同在呢，是属灵的同在。
When Jesus was with his disciples in the first century, he was with them physically. But today, Jesus is still with us, but spiritually.
当年耶稣与门徒同在，是外面的同在。今天他与我们同在，他是里面的同在。
In the first century, Jesus' presence with them was an external presence. But today, Jesus' presence with us is an internal presence.
在英文有这样的话，我不晓得是不是可以帮助我解释这一点。啊，有一个英文字是 with, W-I-T-H.
There's an English word which is W-I-T-H.
另外一个英文字就是 I-N.
And another phrase is I am.
I-N, in, inside,
oh, in. In.
当年耶稣与门徒同在，就是 He is with them. 可是耶稣今天与我们同在， He is in us.
In the early days, Jesus was with his disciples, but today he is in his followers.
我们在座的人，我们都没有用肉眼看过耶稣基督。
All of us who are sitting in this room have never seen Jesus with our naked eyes.
可是我们心里面有一个把握，我们知道耶稣与我们同在。
But many of you have a very strong conviction in your heart that Jesus is with you.
可是这就是圣经里所说的，我们从来没有看见他，可是我们信他。
This is what the Bible says, that those who have never seen him and have come to know him.
虽然我们没有看见他，我们知道他与我们同在。
Even though you never seen him, but you know for sure that he is with you.
他再不受时间空间的限制。
He is no longer limited by time.
他现在与我们同在，他也在同一个时间与另外一个教会的弟兄姐妹同在，与是地球的那一边的某一些人同在。
He is no longer limited by time nor space. He can be with us right now in our worship service. He can also be with other Christians worshiping at the same time or even on the other side of the globe.
换句话说，耶稣是无所不在。
In other words, Jesus is omnipresent.
在哪里可以找到耶稣？
Where can you find Jesus?
你在哪里都可以找到。
You can find him almost anywhere.
可是我在研究圣经的时候，我发现圣经里面有几个地方很清楚地提到耶稣与某一些的人同在。
Jesus can be anywhere, but as I study the Bible, it's very clear the Bible teaches that Jesus is with certain people at certain times.
那意思就是说，在那些环境当中的人，神特别的与他们同在。
In other words, under certain specific circumstances with certain people who are in those circumstances, Jesus is definitely there with them.
我觉得这是几处很宝贵的经文，我盼望大家和我一样都能够很宝贵他，很爱惜他。
And the several verses I'm going to share with you are very precious, and I hope you will treat it with the same attitude that I have, treasuring it.
我们看但以理书第三章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 3.
但以理书，请大家看第三章。
Daniel chapter 3.
第二十四节。
Daniel chapter 3 verse 24.
那时尼布甲尼撒王急忙起来，对谋士说：“我们捆起来扔在火里的不是三个人吗？”他们回答王说。王啊，是。王说：“看哪，我见有四个人，并没有捆绑，在火中游行，也没有受伤。那第四个的相貌，好像神子。”
Daniel chapter 23 verse 24. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astounded and stood up in haste. He responded and said to his high officials, "Was it not three men we cast bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "Certainly, O king." He answered and said, "Look, I see four men loosed and walking about in the midst of the fire without harm. And the appearance of the fourth is like a son of the gods."
当时巴比伦的尼布甲尼撒王造了一个很大的偶像，让所有的官员都拜那个偶像。
At that time, King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, constructed a very large golden image, an idol for his people to worship.
大家都惧怕王的权势，所以都拜偶像。
Everyone was very afraid of the authority of the king, so they all knelt down and worshiped that golden image.
可是有三个希伯来的年轻人，他们是信奉真神的，他们不拜偶像。
But at that time, working for the king of Babylon were three very young Hebrews. They believed in the true living God, and they refused to kneel down.
国王就警告这三个年轻人，你们的胆子太大了，我要你们拜，你们怎么敢不拜呢？
King Nebuchadnezzar got very angry. He said, "You three young men, you're so daring. I ask you to bow down to this golden image, and you refuse."
我再给你们一个机会。
I'll give you one more chance.
他一方面也吩咐他手下的人把那个烧窑的那个火啊，把它再烧旺了。
As he gave him the last chance, he told his official to startthe fire in the giant furnace.
我再给你们一个机会，假如你们不拜，就把你们丢进去。
So I'll give you one last chance. If you don't bow down to that golden image, I'll throw you into this fiery furnace.
这三个人还是不拜。
And these three young Hebrews still refused to bow down to the golden image.
他们三个人就被捆起来啊，丢到那个
火窑。 So those three were bound, and they were thrown into the fire, the furnace of fire.
国王在旁边看。
And then King Nebuchadnezzar stood.Alongside and watch
我要看一看反对我的人的结果是怎么样。
He wants to see the destiny of those who who stood up against him.
刚才我们所看的圣经讲的这个国王啊，他觉得好奇怪啊。
And then these two verses we just read tells us that King Nebuchadnezzar was very astounded and amazed.
他从他的宝座上站起来，他走过去看，他问他手下的人，哎。刚才我叫你们丢进去三个人，怎么现在我看见四个呢？
He stood up in haste from his throne and he walked over to his officials saying, "Didn't we throw three of them into the furnace? How come I see four?"
第四个他一看好像神子，大家注意，这就是耶稣基督在旧约时代显现。
And notice in verse 25, King Nebuchadnezzar said, "And the fourth one had the appearance of a son of God." That fourth man was the appearances of Jesus.Back in the Old Testament time.
耶稣在什么情形之下与人同在？当一个人信心受到很大试炼的时候。
Under what circumstances does Jesus show himself to us? The first one is when Christian believers are going through testing of their faith.
圣经里面讲到有些基督徒他们的信心经过火的试炼好像但以理的三个朋友这三个年轻人在火窑里
Several places in the Bible says that our faith is tested by fire very much like these three young Hebrews their faith was tested by fire and Jesus was with them during the testing
亲爱的弟兄姐妹今天早上请大家注意神的话假如你在信心的试炼当中神特别
Dear brothers and sisters, please pay special attention to God's word this morning. When you're going through testing of your faith, you can count on it that Jesus would specially be with you.
我以前在讲道的时候提到我们中国教会有一位有名的传道人，名字叫做王明道。
A few Sundays ago, I had mentioned to you about a very famous Chinese minister, Reverend Wang.
他写了一本书这本书的名字叫做在火窑与失血中
He wrote a very famous book and the title of this book is called In the Midst of the Furnace of Blazing Fire
And the Lion's Den,
and the Lion's Den.
就是讲到但以理书
Basically that's an exposition of the book of Daniel
但以理的三个朋友为了信仰被丢在火窑里但以理为了信仰被丢在狮子坑里
These three young Hebrews I mentioned are friends of DanielThey were thrown into the fiery furnace, and Daniel himself was thrown into lion's den.
这本书王明道所写的是勉励那些在试炼中为了信仰的缘故受试炼的基督徒要站稳。
This book written by Reverend Wang called In the Midst of the Furnace of Blazing Fire and Lion's Den is a book he wrote to encourage those Christians who may be going through very difficult times because of their faith to stand firm.
王明道他自己的见证让我们觉得他的书他的信息更宝贵
And because of Reverend Wang's his personal testimony it makes his book even more precious to us
他以前在日本人攻到中国大陆去的时候他受了很多苦
When during the Japanese occupations of China he went through a lot of suffering
在过去的22年当中他一直都是在监牢里的
And the past 22 years he has been imprisoned in China because of his standon the gospel.
大家想一想看22年被关在监牢里
Imagine 22 years in prison.
可是今年元月他终于被释放了
But we thank God that this year in January he was finally released from the prison.
他经过了多么大的试炼
You can see how much testing he went through in those 22 years.
他从监牢里被放出来他怎么说呢
After he was released from the prison, you know what he said?
他所以被关在监牢里是因为他传道。
The only reason he was in prison in China was because that he was a minister of the gospel.
他现在怎么说呢
？And what did he say after he was released?
我以前传道，现在传道，我将来还要传道。
He said, "I was a minister, and I am a minister, and I still will be a minister of God."
因为这是神给我的任务和使命。
Because this is the responsibility and a command that my God has given me.
王明道曾经说过两句话，我觉得对我来说是很宝贵的。
Reverend Wang once said two phrases, and to me these were very precious phrases.
好像这个中国的诗句，我想将翻译起来很困难。不过我想我们在座一些懂得中文的人，你听我讲啊，你会觉得这两句话很好。
These two phrases are somewhat similar to Chinese classical verses, may be difficult to translate.
第一句
The first phrase
他说做人呢、莫为临风草。第二句呢说事主啊当如向日葵，请你翻译。
Say that again.
做人呢、莫为临风草。什么叫临风草呢？一个草啊在那个地方，这个风吹它呀，这么一吹它就这么倒，这么一吹就这么倒。他说做人呢、不要做这个临风草。
The first phrase that not to be a man who is like a blade of grass. When the wind blows, he simply falls down.
第二句我是特别喜欢。
And the second phrase is even better.
他说事主啊当如向日葵。什么叫向日葵？我说的对不对？是不是叫 sunflower？ 对不对？事主啊，哦，要好像那个 sunflower。就是你在服侍主的那个 sunflower 老永远是对着太阳，那太阳在哪里它对着。我们服侍主的时候我们永远要有一个对着主的心啊。
So the first phrase is that being a man, don't be a man who is like a blade of wheat grass, falls according to the wind, but in serving God, be like the sunflower, always turn and face to the sun, which is God whom we serve.
在试炼中有主的同在。
So first of all, in our testing, Jesus is definitely with us.
因为有神的同在，他们这三个人不但是没有受伤啊，反而他们都被炼净了，他们更纯洁了，他们更可贵了。
Because of Jesus' presence with these three young Hebrews, that not only they were not harmed, but they were also refined by the fire. Their faith was strengthened.
可能我们在座的有些人，你现在的就好像在试炼的火窑中一样。
Maybe some of you sitting in this room right now happen to be going through one of these times of testing.
哎呀，热得很呐，苦得很呐，孤单得很呐。
Oh, it's so hot and it's so painful and it's so lonely.
可是不要忘记，神与你同在。
But don't forget, Jesus is with you because He is specially with you in these kind of times.
火只能够烧那个捆绑你的绳子，可是不能够伤害你。
Taking the lesson from the book of Daniel, the fire that burns so hot can only burn off the rope that bounds you, but not ever singe you at all.
这是第一个地方讲到神特别与受试炼中的弟兄姐妹同在。
This is the first type of circumstances that Jesus will definitely and specially be with us.
我们再看第二个地方呢，是记载在马太福音第十八章第十九节。
Let's turn to the second type of circumstances, which is found in Matthew chapter 18.
马太十八章十九节
Matthew 18 verse 19
耶稣说
Jesus said
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Matthew 18 verse 19 Jesus said, Again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three have gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst.
大家注意这里讲到我在他们中间。
Notice that what Jesus said, I am in their midst.
这两节圣经讲到什么事情呢？讲到我们基督徒同心的祷告，讲到我们奉主的名聚会，神就在我们中间。
What do these two verses teach us? Verse 19 says that if we would pray together and agree in agreement, in unity, God will hear us. Or if we gather and we meet in His name, He will be with us in our midst.
奉主的名是基督徒常常说的，我们在祷告完了以后，大家都说。那么这几个字是什么意思呢？
The three words, in my name or in Jesus' name, we often use. In fact, every time after we pray, we say we pray in Jesus' name. What do these three words mean?
奉主的名至少有三个意思。
There are at least three meanings to these three words, in Jesus' name.
当一个人说奉主的名的时候，第一个意思就是表示他们对耶稣基督的爱。
The first meaning is that when you say in Jesus' name, when you say it, you're actually saying your love to Jesus.
一个不爱耶稣的人，他不能说奉主的名。
A person who does not love the Lord Jesus will not be able to say in Jesus' name.
奉主的名的第二个意思就是讲到他与耶稣基督联合。
The second meaning of in Jesus' name implies the union we have with Jesus.
我们说奉主的名就是照着主的意思来做事情。
When we say in the name of Jesus, we're saying that we're doing according to Jesus' desire.
没有一个人能够自己按照自己的意思写一封信，勉强耶稣在下面签名。
No one can write a letter with his own ideas on it and force the name of Jesus at the end, saying in Jesus' name.
奉主的名第三个意思
The third meaning of in Jesus' name
就是要荣耀耶稣基督
is to glorify Jesus
让耶稣基督被尊为大
to let Jesus be the head
我最近想到这些经文的时候我就想到我的亏欠
Recently as I studied these verses I thought of my own weaknesses
我们常常提到要高举耶稣基督，荣耀耶稣基督。我们到底做了多少
？We often talk about glorifying Jesus. Let the glory be to Jesus. How much have we really glorified Him?
我最近正在想一件事情，我不晓得怎么做。
Recently, I've been thinking about one thing, and I don't really know what to do.
我们这个教会有这个周报在这里。
In our program, we have these weekly activities.
我们在这个周报上啊。有很多的人的名字、啊、就是找不到耶稣基督的名字。
And I noticed that in our weekly meeting,、we have many different people's names, but we can't find the name of Jesus.
我们这里也有教会的名字，可是就是没有主耶稣基督的名字。
And we also have the name of our church, except there's no name for Jesus.
我们怎么样能够把耶稣基督放在最高的地位呢
？The question is, how can we glorify Jesus in putting him in the highest position among us?
我也并不是说我们把耶稣基督的名字印得特别大，就是一定是高举耶稣。可是我们总是想尽量的把耶稣基督放在首位。
I'm not saying to print the name of Jesus in bold face and make his name look the biggest in our program, so we'll be glorifying him. But it's to think about how we can actually glorify Jesus among us.
我们若是奉主的名，我们若是荣耀耶稣基督，我们在聚会的时候，神说他就要与我们同在。
If we do things in His name, if we glorify Him, the Bible promises that Jesus will be with us.
虽然我们眼睛看不见他
，although we cannot see Him with our physical eyes，
就是我们尊重耶稣基督，耶稣基督就与我们同在。
But if we will be obedient and we will uplift Him, Jesus said He'll be among our midst.
从另外一个角度来看，若是这位耶稣基督今天现在就在我们中间，我们在这个地方敬拜他，我们应当有多么一个恭敬虔诚的心。
In other words, if Jesus was really here with us, right here, this very moment in this room, how should we worship? It should really change our attitude and the way that we worship here on Sunday mornings.
在我们中间有一位余姊妹，她在我们中间已经半年。
Among us is a sister Yu. She's been with us for about 6 months, and she'll be leaving us very soon.
我相信所有认识她的人都会觉得有一种依依不舍的感觉。
I'm sure all of you who have known him and have spent time with him would have a sort of a regret to see her leave.
回到中国大陆不一定像在这里也有这个基督的教会，有这个聚会的权利。
She's from mainland China and she'll be going back there. And in mainland China, there may not be as much freedom to worship the Lord.
我要特别把这一节圣经送给余姊妹。
I especially want to leave this verse with you, Sister Yu.
我真是感谢耶稣基督，他说了这两句宝贵的话。
I really thank our Lord Jesus that he spoke these words here.
不一定需要有几十个人，不一定需要有几百个人，耶稣才与我们同在，只要两三个。
That we don't need dozens or even hundreds of Christians gathering together. All we need is two or three gathered in His name.
要紧的是两三个人同心合一的祷告。
The most important thing is that these two or three are gathered together in His name.
要奉主的名，要尊敬主，主就与你们同在。
To be praying together, uniting in their hearts in His name, and Jesus said He will be with them.
这两节圣经太宝贵。
These two verses are very, very precious.
我们再看第三个地方的经文。
Let's look at the third type of circumstances.
请看路加福音第二章。
Please turn with me to Luke chapter 2.
第四十六节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 46.
路加第二章第四十六节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 46。
过了三天就遇见他，这个他就是耶稣基督啊。过了三天就遇见耶稣基督在圣殿里坐在教师中间，一面听一面问。这里讲到耶稣在教师的中间。
Luke 2 verse 46 said, And it came about that after 3 days they found him as Jesus, in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. Jesus was with the teachers in the temple.
这个地方也提到耶稣在他们中间。
This verse also mentioned Jesus was among them.
他们正在讨论什么事情？耶稣在他们中间，他们正在讨论神的话，圣经。
What were they studying? They were studying the scriptures in the temple. And while they were studying, it says that Jesus was with them in listening to them and asking them questions.
刚才我们所看的马太福音里面强调的是祷告，这个地方强调的是研究圣经。
The last verse we read in Matthew talks about Jesus being with us when we're praying together. This verse tells us that Jesus is with us when we're studying His word together.
耶稣与虔诚祷告的人同在，耶稣也与那些有追求的心研究圣经的人同在。
Jesus promised to be with those who earnestly pray together. Jesus also promised to be with those who earnestly seek to study and understand His words.
我们今天有这个圣经，真是神很大的恩典。
Today we have our Bible. This is really a blessing of God.
我们知道在中国大陆圣经很缺少。
We know that in mainland China it's very hard to get hold of a copy of the Bible.
在中国大陆的一个基督徒多么盼望有一个在自由地区的人寄一本圣经给他呀。
Every Christian man in China longs for Christians outside of China to send him or her a copy of the Bible.
这就是圣经里面所说的话，人饥渴不是因为没有水，不是因为没有饼，乃是没有神的话，心灵里面渴。
The Bible says very clearly that men thirst not because there's no water, but because there's no word of God.
我们今天呢？有这么多的圣经，可是我们有没有爱惜圣经？
Today we have six copies of Bibles laying around. Do we really treasure God's word?
有人曾经这样讲，我真希望他不是对的。
Some people once said this, and I hope that he's not right.
他说圣经是怎么样一本书呢？圣经就是印的最多的，读的最少的书。
He said Bible is the book that is published the most, but is read the least.
好多人信耶稣信了好多年，他圣经就是不愿意读。
So many Christians been Christians for years, but just refuse to read God's word.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹能不能够体会到我的一番心意，我很盼望能够带领弟兄姐妹进到祷告里，进到圣经里。
I don't know if you're catching on to what I'm getting at. I really hope that I can lead you to pray together to the Lord and to get into God's word together.
有些人心灵里面有很多的需要，神在什么地方帮助我们？借着你祷告的时候，借着你读圣经的时候。
There are many Christian brothers and sisters who are in need. And how can we help them? The way we can help them is to help them in our prayers and also to help them in us getting into God's word.
那两个走在以马忤斯的路上的那两个门徒，他们很灰心，很难过，很失望啊。
Those two disciples on the road to Emmaus felt very badly and very, very regretful.
耶稣靠近他们，向他们显现。耶稣跟他们讲什么呢？耶稣根据圣经跟他们讲道。
Because when they were on the road to Emmaus, Jesus appeared to them, walking alongside them, and they didn't recognize him. But Jesus was speaking to them, and was speaking to them from the scriptures.
后来当他们回想到那一段时间的时候，圣经上怎么记载？他们说好奇怪啊！当耶稣跟我们讲话、讲圣经的时候，我们的心里不是火热的吗？
And in fact, afterwards they described that when Jesus was explaining to them from the scriptures, that their hearts were very much on fire.
你看一个那么灰心失望的人，借着神的话，他能够火热起来了。
This is an example that when two disciples, we see that they were very discouraged because Jesus' death. But when Jesus, using the scriptures, explaining to them that they were revived.
圣经的话很宝贵。
God's word in our Bible is very precious.
可是有很多的时候，因为我们自己属灵的程度不够啊，我们很难自己就得到那个属灵的宝藏。
There lots of spiritual blessings in God's word, but very often because of our own lack of spiritual maturity, we're not able to get in and receive those spiritual blessings.
很多人都有这样的经验, 他听到的时候觉得神的话真好, 可是他自己看了看不见什么东西。
I'm sure many of you have this experience. When you come in and you listen to preaching from God's word, you feel God's word is very precious and it's very dear. But when you go back and read it on your own, it seems like it's not as sweet.
你应当参加一个基督徒的查经班啊。
But the way to solve that problem is you need to get involved in a Christian Bible study.
一面听一面问,
to listen to the discussion and to ask questions.
很多基督徒他从来不问圣经问题。
There are many Christians who never ask a question about the Bible.
假如你真的有渴慕的心啊, 你真的想要明白, 你不懂啊, 你就要问啊。
I believe that if you really have the thirst for God's Word and you really have the desire to learn from God's Word, you definitely will have questions.
若是有人问我圣经的问题, 我是很高兴的。
Whenever I have someone come up to me and ask me questions about the Bible, it makes me very happy.
圣经里面讲到，当两个人在研究圣经的时候，圣经与他们同在。
Because the Bible promised that when two people get together to study God's word, to discuss, to ask questions, God will be with them and will teach them.
对不起，我又觉得时间不太够啊，我还要再讲第四点啊。
Time is running short, but I have one more point, the fourth point to share with you.
请看约翰福音第十九章。
This is John chapter 19, verse 18.
约翰福音十九章十八节是我要讲到的第四个地方，讲到耶稣与人同在。
John chapter 19, verse 18 is the fourth type of circumstances in which Jesus is definitely with us.
你会发现这节圣经很简单，可是很奇妙。
You'll find this verse.